Welcome everyone to a new interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We're very pleased to have Mr. Brent Charlton with us today, the brand new president and CEO of Enwave Corporation, to give us an update on his company. Enwave offers industrial scale dehydration technologies for commercial applications in the food, pharmaceutical and cannabis sectors. The company is listed on the TSX Venture Exchange with ticker symbol ENW. Brent, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm certainly ready to tackle the challenges ahead and drive the success of Enwave moving forward.
Okay, good to hear. First and foremost, congratulations with your recent promotion to President and CEO of Enwave.
Thank you. I've been working for the company for 9 years and then playing a leading role in business development and licensing of our patented technology over the past, call it, 4 to 5 years. And all of our stakeholders can see that the consistency and frequency of new machine purchase orders and licenses has improved.
Okay. Now, before we take a closer look at the recent developments of Enwave and its future, I would like to know if we can expect some changes with you at the helm of the company.
Well, first off, my background includes, high-level pro basketball, so I certainly know how to compete and play well with others. My education includes a marketing degree, so I know how to sell and position our technology in the various markets that we are active in. And I'm also a holder of the Chartered Financial Analyst designation, so I also understand the numbers of a business and how to form appropriate corporate strategy moving forward.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we asked our readers and listeners to send in questions for you, and we received a record number of them. Here's the first one, which we received several times. Dr. Durens, the former CEO, has left the company, but did he leave because he lost faith in Enwave's technology?
No, not at all. Tim's transition out of the company was a board of directors decision. Tim has complete faith in Enwave's radiant energy vacuum technology. That's been driving him for the past, 20 years or so. He will maintain involvement on sort of an arm's length basis in that his son recently invested in one of our licensees. So he certainly has faith in the technology. REV technology was his life's work, and I'm sure he would love nothing more than to see it continue to advance commercially. In fact, prior to the change in leadership, Tim had approached me about succeeding him in our business. So this transition, it was one that he certainly supported.
Also, Dr. Durens is the co-author of many of Enwave's patents. What will happen with those patents now that Dr. Durens is no longer with the company?
Let me be very clear that all REV-related patents are owned by Enwave Corporation. Furthermore, the patents owned by Enwave were created by a team of people, not an individual alone. And the majority of Enwave's recent innovations have been driven by our talented food science and engineering leaders who still maintain significant roles within our company. Enwave's brain trust is intact, and our key employees are motivated to continually improve our competitive positioning in the global dehydration industry.
Another topic on which we received even more questions is the pharmaceutical side of the business. Enwave recently encountered a setback as it discontinued its equipment development project with Sutro Biopharma. Can you explain in a bit more detail what went wrong?
I would state that there were multiple changes throughout the project, pursuant to the material that was actually being dried and the specifications required by Sutro in regards to footprint and functionality of the machinery. I give full credit to our team at Enwave for making those alterations and providing a machine that did satisfy the time requirement and the throughput requirement. However, the bioactivity levels needed for Sutro's product were not reached. And that's a function of the sensitivity of that material. So we've put that project on hold or discontinued at this time. But I will state that it's not completely dead. Sutro is investigating other alternatives. If they're not successful, then certainly there's always the option of reinvigorating the project so long as adequate investment is made and motivates Enwave to do so.
Mm-hmm. And what is your strategy going forward with the powder REV technology?
Well, I know we've got multiple platforms that we prescribe as Nutra, Quanta, Powder, Bio. I mean, I look at this as a sort of just a REV technology suite, and that the customization of REV machinery can adequately dry numerous products. And so if we're talking about the pharmaceutical side of the business, our collaboration with GAIA to evaluate our machinery design, primarily the one that we have built for Merck Pharmaceutical to dry certain vaccinations, will help us in refining and strategizing on how we can maximize value creation through the sale of like machines, potentially leveraging, you know, the GAIA ecosystem. So ideally, I believe that the expertise provided by GAIA will help us improve efficiencies on design. They may actually be used as an outsourced machine manufacturer. That's to be discussed and to be determined. But I feel there's a ton of potential in terms of that particular machine design being sold in a broad way throughout the pharmaceutical industry.
Now, only a few days ago, you announced very interesting news about Merck, your other partner in the pharmaceutical sector. Can you update us on the status of the project and what will happen next?
Certainly. So it was a very positive announcement in that, you know, Merck, who tends to be, you know, a little hesitant in allowing their name to be published with updates on projects, was very supportive of notifying the market that the machine, which was a 9 kilowatt cGMP continuous design for the drying of vaccinations, had satisfied the requirements for the factory acceptance test, and now will be moved to their facility for a site acceptance test. And if the findings or the results can be replicated, then certainly they'll be considering next stages, which of course could include the pursuit of clinical trials and what have you with the vaccinations of interest to that company.
And as a final question about pharma, in July you announced a collaboration agreement with GAIA Lyophil of Germany, a giant company that has been active in freeze drying for over 60 years. What can we expect from this collaboration?
Well, you can expect that the GAIA will continue to evaluate our technology. I can't give any further commitment or say that GAIA is going to be a long-term partner, because we certainly are still in the feeling out stage of our relationship. However, the recent successful factory acceptance test by Merck is certainly encouraging to GAIA. They were thrilled with what they saw when they recently visited our facilities in Vancouver in terms of some of the test work that we did and the cakes that were created through the REV process. So hopefully I'll be able to provide you with additional information prior to calendar year end on that.
Okay, that's something we already look forward to. Another potential major deal that has been progressing for quite a while is your partnership with Bonduelle, one of the worldwide leaders in processing vegetables. How is this developing and when can we expect some news?
We're actively speaking with Bonduelle about their future plans for their in-flavor branded dehydrofrozen vegetable line. Decisions should be made within this calendar year regarding potential expansion of their machine capacity or not. There's always obviously the risk of projects going forward or not, but we are bullish currently on this relationship based on the feedback we've recently received as they've launched the in-flavor brand to a number of their commercial clients. If they decide to ramp up commercialization, they are considering a much larger REV unit of between 300 and 400 kilowatts in rated power. This would be the largest machine that EnWave would have built to date. It is a expansion on the design of the 120 kilowatt QuantaREV. So the principles and the functionality should be quite similar to the 120 kilowatt they have in operation today.
Okay, and let's talk financials. Late August, you announced excellent third quarter revenues and earnings. So would you give us a brief overview of those results?
Sure. I mean, our performance last quarter was driven by the success of NutraDried, our wholly owned subsidiary selling the branded all-natural cheese snack product, Moon Cheese. And that was the sales or revenue was driven through the distribution in Costco, Starbucks, and numerous other grocery store chains, including Whole Foods and Publix and others. The machine sales continued to be a bit lumpy for us, but royalties were growing. So last quarter, I don't believe, was an anomaly. Next quarter, we should see similar results through NutriDried. But, you know, we are hoping to confirm some additional purchase orders in the near term here to complement the results for Q4 fiscal. Q1 fiscal 2019 is lining up to contain several very impactful decision points tied to existing TALOAs and or repeat orders and CLAs. So I'm looking forward to working hard and hopefully closing several of those opportunities.
As you mentioned, a major contributor to those solid financials was, of course, NutraDried and its Moon Cheese sales. Where can we go from here, what sales is concerned, based on the current market potential for Moon Cheese?
Certainly. So in our MD&A, we recently published the annualized run rate on the 100 kilowatt NutriDried that's installed at NutriDried currently is approximately 20 million top line. And we are in the final stages of starting up a second 100 kilowatt NutriRev machine at that facility, likely to be before this month is over. Therefore, if both machines were running at maximum capacity, it has the potential for up to, call it 40 million top line. But to be realistic, I would be very, very pleased with performance through the next 12 months in the range of, call it 25 to 35 million. I think that's possible, but of course, we need to have continued high-level sales through our key distribution partners.
And next to Moon Cheese, NutriDried also commercializes Fruit Stand, which are ref-dried servings of peaches, strawberries, and other fruits. What are your plans for Fruit Stand?
Well, Fruit Stand is still being packaged and sold by NutriDried, but to be frank, the sales have been rather modest thus far. Due to the lack of marketing effort that's been put behind that product line. The immense success of Moon Cheese has demanded that the majority of efforts be paid to that product, both in production, packaging, and distribution. With the hiring of Mike Podolinski, who I'm sure you have a question regarding him throughout this interview, I'm sure he will identify which SKUs, which formats will be optimal for driving growth at the company moving forward.
And does NutriDried have more products lined up?
Yeah, so part of the evolution of NutriDried is just the strengthening of collaboration between employees at EnWave and ND. I've talked to Mike Podolinski in depth about future plans, and we will make our food science team available to refine some of the applications that they have in mind, whether that be extensions of dried cheese product or the introduction of completely new rev-dried product. But at this time, there's no definitive plan to add these products since, you know, Mike has only been on the job for about a week and a half.
Yes, you announced the hiring of Mike Podolinski as new CEO of NutriDried only a couple of weeks ago. What can we expect from him?
Diligent planning, expert branding, and strategic marketing prowess. He will be driving sales growth and has the experience and track history of advancing branded CPG companies. He's an A-plus player, and we're happy to have him on our team.
Another topic on which we received quite a few questions is the cannabis opportunity for EnWave. So far, you have signed a royalty-bearing agreement with Tilray and a technology evaluation agreement with an unnamed major Canadian cannabis player. Would you give us an update on both agreements?
Sure. So let's start with Tilray. publicly disclosed is that they've purchased a 10 kilowatt and two 60 kilowatt continuous machines. One of those 60 kilowatts is for installation at their facility in Ontario, which is still in the process of being completed. We anticipate that machine should be installed within this calendar year. The second machine is going to Portugal, which should be sometime in the first half of 2019. And I'm rather conservative with those timelines because, as we've experienced, certain delays may arise. That being said, once they start up, we're very much looking forward to supporting their commercial development with the use of REV. During this time, we have been continually doing test work at our facilities. And I have to say that the data collected has been incredibly supportive of the value proposition that REV can bring to the cannabis industry. We, as in your question, are also working with actually several companies in the Canadian space, and one of which was announced through a TALOA, We're hoping that not only one, but maybe several of these companies are so compelled to enter into a sublicense and purchase their own machinery in the relative near term.
And are there more cannabis agreements in the pipeline? And if so, are they mostly with companies from Canada or from other parts of the world?
Yeah, so the majority of interest right now has come from Canadian LPs. As the U.S. Ecosystem is still very uncertain, we are not focusing on doing business there. It's not the right time to do so. Externally in other regions, the majority of interest actually does come from Canadian companies who are planning for infrastructure build-outs in foreign jurisdictions. So the majority of these conversations are with Canadian LPs that are planning for, again, international footprints.
Of course, we also have to cover another very exciting opportunity, the agreement with the U.S. Army Natick Soldier R&D Center. Can you give us a realistic scenario in terms of timing and next steps to take if all goes according to plan?
Yeah, so the 10 kilowatt that they purchased was installed last week. Training occurred. Their team is over the moon about the potential here to dramatically improve the military rations for their close combat warriors. The machine and the products that have been developed have been shown to the Pentagon, to NASA more recently. So there's widespread interest in adoption of these products throughout the American Armed Forces and other organizations. Next steps will include, we've been invited back in October to do a presentation to all of their approved third-party suppliers. So these suppliers are more likely to be the potential future commercial licensees of REV Technology as, you know, sole producers of MREs for the U.S. Armed Forces. So together with Natick, which is their research arm, we will collaborate with these third parties and hopefully compel them to engage after that presentation in late October.
Brent, this interview again has made it obvious that there are lots of exciting developments going to take place at EnWave in the not so distant future. Are there plans to broaden the awareness of EnWave's story in the capital markets?
Yes, very much so. And, you know, I'll take partial responsibility for the lack of awareness building over the past, you know, year and a half or so. Our focus and efforts on the day-to-day has been building out this business, right? Building out the foundation of licenses and potential for future growth of royalties. So moving forward, you know, it's a fine balance, right? So we need to ensure that the capital markets are aware of all these great developments. I was marketing earlier this week in Toronto. John Budreski, myself, and Dan Henriquez, our CFO, will be driving forth further awareness building efforts in early October and then through into November, participating in several both institutional and retail roadshows, and also attending some of the focused conferences as choke points to communicate, again, the great things that EnWave is accomplishing.
Ah, terrific. And people also sent in questions about your IR consultants. Could you comment on the value that the current IR team is providing to EnWave?
Yeah, no, for sure. I've seen some misguided commentary on this as well. And to be frank, there is significant value in organization and relationship management at the institutional level. And I feel that our consultants currently, both in Canada and abroad in Europe, are doing a phenomenal job of keeping all of our stakeholders apprised. The stock price is not reflective of that quality of service, and that's to do with a variety of reasons, one of which may be ex-employees that need to sell stock, which creates a bit of overhang. So once we hopefully can create a situation and momentum built on the tail of good news flow and commercial success, that all the groundwork being completed by these consultants will show, and I believe it will.
And as a final question, what are some of the major milestones that we should look out for in the next 6 to 12 months?
So again, you know, EnWave is becoming less and less of a major milestone company, and it's more so of a, you know, consistent update company with the purchase of additional small and large scale REV machines tied to a myriad of relationships that we've built globally in the food and pharmaceutical spaces and cannabis in Canada, as well as we should look forward to better NutraDried performance, we hope. You know, we can see that building out, as spoken about earlier in this interview, to something that's very significant in driving revenue growth and obviously profitability of our company. And, you know, I would just be cognizant that I don't think there's going to be one specific news piece that's going to take the stock price up dramatically, but it should be a cumulative, right? A representation of the successful commercialization of this innovative patented technology in multiple verticals with significant partners that potentially has huge upside.
Well, thank you, Brent. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we appreciate your time and insight. All the best to you and EnWave, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you. Many thanks for the opportunity to answer these questions, and certainly I hope we can do this again in the future.